Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hello, I thank everyone for their feedback on my first podcast. A few people asked I share more about my diagnosis and disability, so here I go. At 9, I was diagnosed with Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome, from here on out known as CMT, a neuromuscular disease which affects balance, fine motor skills, and sensation. Most people are usually diagnosed in midlife. I was 9. In most, the disease initially manifests in either the upper or lower body. Mine manifests in both. I fell a lot as a child, which caused my mom to say, "I want to get my baby examined." I remember how the doctors were so happy as they delivered the news to my family. Finally, they had a name for why I was different. And the first order of business, get me some leg braces to help me walk. To sell me on the idea, they used my love of kickball. They told me, "You will be able to kick the ball hard and far with those leg braces." And boy, was I sold. Unfortunately, they failed to tell me the braces would restrict my ability to run. Although kids can be cruel, my classmates weren't. We developed a system where I could kick the ball and someone else would run for me. That became my first introduction to how I would come to move through life, modify, and adjust. Although it began with a child's wish to still play kickball, it would turn into how I would learn to wear dress shoes, drive, cook, and other avenues of life. I'm most grateful to my mom for teaching me and helping me maintain that lesson in life. Although there would be many obstacles I would eventually face, having an understanding there was always other ways gave me an advantage. At 19, I was a sophomore in college. Our family's insurance coverage changed, resulting in my need to have appointments with new doctors and specialists. And since I was in school, my mom decided to schedule multiple visits on one particular day. With the morning visits completed, my mom and I were in good spirits as we sat in the waiting room, waiting for me to be called back to the last visit of the day with the new neurologist. My mom asked if I wanted her to go back with me, and I was like, "Nah, I got this." After all, at this point, I had 10 years of experience with these types of appointments, but I was not prepared for how this one was going to go down. The doctor entered the room, face in the chart, said hello. With her face still down in the chart, she walked to the counter in front of me. Her back is down to me and her face is still in the chart. While flipping through the pages of the chart, she asks one question: "Do you have CMT or do you have MS? I answered CMT. Without looking at me and her back to me, she professed, "You'll probably lose the ability to use your hands and will require a wheelchair by the time you reach 21. I was mortified. I sat on that exam table and I could only look down at my hands and begin to cry. When I failed to answer her next questions, only then did she turn around. She was actually stunned I was crying because, as she said it, she was just telling me the truth. Seriously? I'm supposed to be okay after you just diagnosed my life to be filled with doom? Let's just say my mom had a few choice words for the doctor that day, and you know that was the first and last time I stepped foot in her office. After hearing the doctor's editorial on how my life would unfold, I returned to school feeling hopeless, and the B word took form. I was destined to become a burden to myself, to my loved ones, and to society. And then the questions start to spin around in my mind. Had I been a burden this entire time? If my life is destined to be burdensome, why try? Boy, am I thankful the doctor's words were not the only diet I consumed those days. I'm so thankful my family gave me a diet filled of words of encouragement. Despite negative assumptions about how my life would progress, I proved many people wrong. From learning how to drive and earning a formal education, I did the opposite of what was expected. Because of my childhood experiences, I chose to earn a BA in child development with the wish of becoming a child life specialist working with children in the hospital setting. Although I never held that position, I worked with children, youth, and families in various roles. Eventually, that led me to pursuing my master's in social work. During my graduate studies, I fell in love with group therapy and social work in the medical field. As an MSW, I've enjoyed a career in dialysis services, HIV research, and hospice. Despite the negative editorial I received at 19, my life has been one of service, and I have seemingly found my niche. Don't get me wrong. My journey has not been a cakewalk. I have watched my body change and deteriorate throughout the years. Although I still have use of both hands, they have both curled to a degree, making finger dexterity very difficult. Overall, physical healing takes time, and the left side of my body seems to be most vulnerable to injury. After various surgeries, I'm actually a little bionic on the left side of my body, both in my arm and my leg. No, I no longer go off when I walk through an x-ray machine. And through it all, the ability to maintain a positive self-esteem continues to be a daily battle because, as we know, perception is everything. For a long time, I saw myself as a burden. Even after experiencing accomplishments in my life, being truly accepted by others was a question always in the corner of my mind. He says he cares, but will this become too much for him? My friends, they invite me out, but when will they start to feel I'm the ugly duckling dragging down the crew? Yeah, the company hired me, but when will they see me as a liability and cut me loose? For some time, I lived my life waiting for the bottom to fall out because of how I defined my B word. I was a burden, and the bottom always fell out, right? Funny thing, the bottom didn't always fall out. Yes, I've had breakups throughout the years and friends have come and gone, but not because I was a burden. It simply was because life happened. And the only time I was actually terminated from a job was last year because I broke my leg and I couldn't go back to doing the job that I held. And hell, we're talking 22 years of being in the workforce. It has taken me a long time to change my self-perception, to understand there is a purpose for me, my life, and all I faced. It's so powerful what changing one word can do for your self-perception. There was a blessing in my being diagnosed at 9, because every milestone I went through, I had to adapt and modify. It's been a blessing to use my life as an example for others when working with patients and families who are struggling through chronic disease and ailment. I'm aware of resources because of firsthand experiences. I have a dual perspective others may not possess. And not only have I received blessings in the shape of love, support, encouragement, and friendship, I've given the same to others, making me a blessing too. And when I was able to see me and my life as a blessing, I was able to start to redefine my B word. I changed my definition of my B word to a blessing, not a burden. In changing my definition of the B word, I continue to understand this journey is not only about me, it's about others I am supposed to help along the way. Thank you for listening. You are my blessing. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.